下一个议程第五项就是关于维多利亚公园的游泳池的重建，咁就是由康文署同埋佢嘅顾问团队系嚟 present 嘅，嚟啊未啊？未见人咯，未入嚟。咁我哋係今日出席嘅係有康文署嘅Mr. Gary Wong 黃志輝先生、蕭有光先生，咁就顧問團隊有ACLA Limited 嘅立峰先生、LDHR 嘅胡允賢女士、PNT Architects 嘅陳祖星先生同埋彭素華女士，咁同埋建築署嘅温兆耀先生嘅。咁歡迎大家。咁如果康文署同埋你嘅顧問團隊準備好嘅話呢，我係要將時間交俾大家。咁因為我哋嗰、那個即係都係要有個好緊嘅時間控制啦。咁我希望就可以喺半個鐘頭裏面完成呢一個嘅完成呢一個討論，咁希望你哋嗰、那個presentation 就係即係 within 五至十分鐘。咁委員有冇需要去申報利益？有冇委員需要申報利益？咁如果冇，我將時間咧就交俾康文署同埋你哋嘅顧問團隊。
多謝主席。各位委員，今日我哋好高興咧，康文署同埋呢個建築署同埋我哋嘅顧問公司咧嚟向各位介紹我哋一個工程就喺維園嘅，就係我哋嗰、那個重建維多利亞公園嘅游泳池嘅場館嘅方案一個設計嘅。咁另外咧，我哋呢、這個第一期咧，我哋就係會有一個維園泳池嘅重建啦。其實我哋第二期咧，亦都有一啲呢個休憩用地，即係包括我哋會重置翻受影響嘅設施喺第二期度嘅。咁我哋咧就已經去過東區區議會咧，我哋都去過幾次，咁亦都得到東區區議會嘅大力支持，同埋都希望我哋早日開工嘅。咁今日咧，或者我哋咧就都請咗顧問公司同埋建築處嚟向各位有一個視覺上有一個 PowerPoint presentation 嘅。或者今日我要將呢個時間交俾建築處同埋我哋嘅顧問公司，多謝主席。
係多謝主席，各位委員。就我係PNT Architects 嘅 Director Zhou Chen。咁我今日代表建築署咧，就同大家介紹呢個維園泳重建泳池嘅工程嘅設計嘅。咁大家見到圖片嗰個咧，就係、是、紅色嘅地方就係重建嗰個地盤嘅位置啦。咁佢後面係東面嗰邊就係一啲嘅住宅啦，同埋有兩間學校咁樣。咁而西面啊、南面啊同埋北邊咧就係、是、個維港，南邊同埋西東面咧就係呢個係公園。咁呢一張咧就係、是、整個維園嗰、那個整體嗰個規劃個平面圖啦，就係、是、現有嗰個平面圖嚟嘅。咁我哋嗰個地盤嘅位置咧就係、是、橙色嗰個地方。咁咧就係、是、包括咗咧有九個現有咧九個網球場，一個係skating rink 溜冰場，同埋一個現有嘅室外泳池嘅。咁咧就而家維園大家相信都好熟悉㗎啦。咁其實有兩條主要嘅人流幹道咧，就係、是、通過維園就連接住銅鑼灣同埋天后嘅地鐵站嘅。咁其中一條就喺我哋個地盤前面經過啦，另外一條咧就係、是、穿過我哋即係重建嗰個地盤嘅。咁我哋都係希望透過呢個重建咧，就係即係可以令到嗰個人流方面咧就係、是、有所改善嘅。咁下一張咧，呢、這個就喺隔離嗰啲住宅嗰度咧，就係望落去嗰個地盤嗰、那個現有嘅情況啦。咁其實我哋個重建咧就會分為兩期嘅。咁大家見到藍色部分咧，就係、是、我哋暫時即係而家心諗住嘅咧，就係第一期嗰個範圍。咁而個紅色部分咧，就係、是、第二期嗰個範圍嚟嘅。咁、那個工程嗰個做法咧，就會首先咧就將藍色嗰度咧 九個網球場咧，就係搬咗去現有嘅中央場側邊。咁然之後騰空嘅地方，藍色嘅部分咧，就重建一個室內嘅游泳場館。咁然之後就起好咗個游泳場館之後咧，就將現有嗰個紅色嗰個室外嘅游泳池咧，就搬咗入去嗰個完成嗰個第一期藍色部分嗰個室內游泳館之後咧，就再將現有嗰個室外游泳池咧就拆咗。然後就重建翻嗰部分咧，就變成一個休憩嘅用地啦，包括頭先重置翻嗰個溜冰場啦，同埋一個手球場。咁呢個做法咧，就個好處咧，就係可以確保咧市民咧就係可以冇間斷啦，就會係享用到游泳池嘅服務嘅，因為起好咗泳池先至拆嗰個舊嘅泳池。咁亦都喺嗰個景觀上邊咧，就會係。會係相對咧，就係對周圍嗰個住宅咧，就會影響少啲嘅。咁如果你大家見到喺紅色嘅部分，如果我哋係原址重建咧，因為嗰個地方都係升高咗嘅，係一個山仔嚟嘅，喺嗰度再起一個室內泳池咧，就對於喺我而家影相個位咧，嗰個住宅啊，嗰啲住宅嘅單位咧，就個景觀咧就會構成好大影響。咁而喺網球場嗰個位咧，相對係低咗落去喺地面個地方啦。咁喺嗰度重建咧。就係嗰邊咧，就係主要有啲學校同埋一個泊景台嘅停車場。咁對於側邊嘅住宅咧，佢景觀嘅影響咧，相對咧就係會細好多。咁跟住呢幾張咧，就我哋主要會解釋翻啦。咁喺我哋設計嘅時候咧，有一啲技術啦，同埋設計上嘅考慮嘅。咁呢一張咧喺虛線嗰個範圍咧，就係我哋嗰個地盤嘅範圍。咁頭先左手邊講嘅第一期。右手邊嘅第二期嗰個工程範圍，咁咧就喺而家個地盤入邊咧有一啲技術嘅問題要照顧啦。咁包括粉紅色係將來咧北港島線預留嘅通道喺個地盤下邊咧就經過嘅，咁就會影響我哋嗰個建築物嘅擺位同埋嗰個地基嘅設計。咁亦都有一個現有嘅雨水。渠嘅系統咧，就通過我哋個地盤，就係駁翻去大坑嘅明渠系統。咁當然亦都大家知道，圍園有好多樹木嘅，咁包括一啲特別嘅樹木，好似見到紅色嗰啲就係一啲冠軍嘅樹木，冠軍樹係一啲特別嘅造型嘅樹木啦。同埋綠色嗰啲咧，就係比較係成熟啲嘅大嘅樹木。咁呢啲都係我哋都係希望係盡量去保留嘅。咁當然就係後面頭先講住宅嗰、那個景觀嘅影響啊，咁樣咁呢啲我哋都係喺個設計希望嘅需要考慮嘅。咁所以喺個設計嘅概念嗰個階段咧，咁我哋就嘗試諗，即係有冇一啲方法咧，就係可以照顧到頭先嗰啲考慮之餘咧，亦都做到一個造型獨特啲嘅建築設計。咁所以咧就我哋就。比較啦，即係依張就比較到嗰個做法嘅唔同啦。咁如果係傳統一個方方正正嘅泳池啦，因為泳池係比較方方正正嘅，咁就一般嘅做法咧都係比較係一個rectangular 嘅design。咁我哋將需要嗰個面積咧，其實就即係好容易計得到出嚟啦。一個泳池前面加埋更衣室嘅配套啊，咁大概佔咧就係一個紅色線嗰個範圍到嘅。咁放落去其實就睇到，因為個地盤都係相當有限啦個面積，咁見到好多樹咧都會係受影響嘅。咁所以我哋就嘗試有一個做法，就係睇下可唔可以係盡量係根據而家現有嘅樹木嗰個位置，去盡量保留現有嘅樹木，咁就係同時間亦都做到一個特別嘅建築嘅造型。咁所以就我哋嘗試啦唔同層數咧。就根據個樹木嘅位置，咁我哋就做咗一啲就好似波浪形咁嘅設計嘅外形。咁就跟住呢幾張圖片咧，睇到我哋即係建議嗰個設計嗰個造型嗰個效果啦。我哋將佢套翻落去嗰個實質嗰個環境嗰度，睇一睇個效果。咁如果係呢張係現有嘅圖片，如果係一個傳統啲比較方方正正嘅泳池設計，大家見到喺其他區都會見到類似咁嘅設計啦。咁如果喺地面度起上去，大概大家就會見到好似係即係咁樣嘅設計。咁而我哋咧就呢一張咧，跟住咧就係即係我哋建議嗰個比較係流線型嘅設計啦。 咁同埋係亦都我哋個建築物咧係有一個地庫嘅，咁亦都係個地庫咧就希望可以令到整體個建築物咧高度咧都係盡量可以減低。嗱，咁呢家呢一張咧就係一個初步嘅設計嘅圖啦，咁仍然即係整個設計都係喺度深化當中。咁呢張就睇到我哋初步嗰個概念，即係一個流線型啲嘅設計，咁睇落個感覺就係即係造型係獨特啲，同埋樹木咧亦都係可以保存得到嘅。咁、那個整體個平面圖啦，那個建築物放咗落去之後，就大概就好似見到圖中呢張咁嘅情況。咁至於周圍嘅景觀方面咧，咁頭先我都提過啦。咁由於呢一邊咧就唔係起泳池啦，個泳池搬咗嚟呢一邊。咁呢邊前面嘅地方咧，其實就係學校嚟嘅。咁同埋拍景台嗰個停車場。咁所以咧，我哋個泳池其實咧個高度嘅亦都係低過曬拍景台最低個住宅單位。咁喺個景觀上咧就係最少影響嘅，對於周圍嘅住宅。咁亦都我哋係喺一啲平台嘅地方啦，即係天面嘅地方啦。都會有一啲綠化嘅地方，就盡量爭取一啲綠化。咁而喺原本泳池呢個地方咧拆咗之後咧，就會係一個手球場同埋一個溜冰場啦。咁佢變成一個係低咗落嘅地方，咁係保存到啲樹木之餘咧，亦都令到側邊嘅住宅嘅景觀咧，就相對係比而家更加理想嘅。因為而家嗰個看台咧，其實將來我哋亦都會拆走咗，咁亦都個景觀咧亦會更加開揚添。咁呢一張係睇到嗰個剖面圖啦，就係睇到我哋頭先講話，我哋會有一個地庫，就係大概五米深度，咁令到嗰個整體嘅建築物咧高度會保持喺大概23米。咁而隔離嗰個拍景台嗰個停車場嗰個高度咧，就大概去到呢一個高度嘅。咁所以佢最低嘅單位望出嚟，其實都係有一定嘅距離嘅仲。咁呢一張咧就係一個亦都係一張而家初步嘅概念圖啦，就係睇興發街出咗天后地鐵站，大概見到個建築物嗰個外形。咁喺翻中央圖書館望過去，見到嗰個建築嗰個外形咧，就即係大概就會係咁嘅感覺。OK， 咁啊，我介紹到呢度，咁啊，多謝大家。
多謝Zhou Chang嘅presentation。咁睇委員有啲咩嘅提問同埋意見啊？Patrick and Nick， yes Patrick。
多謝主席，我首先申報啦，我係東區區議會區議員啦。咁剛才倡議者話都嚟過我哋區議會諮詢過幾次啦，就。我哋大致上當然啦，就好歡迎呢一個重建項目，但我亦都想喺呢度咧，亦都將我哋有好幾位區議員嘅一啲意見咧，就喺度歸納一下，俾大家參考咧。就係我哋喺嗰個大嘅方向係冇問題嘅，只不過咧就我哋一覺得咧，因為而家我哋維園咧係我哋成個香港差唔多係個中央公園嘅角色。咁就我哋好想真係呢佢係俾到所有市民呢喺個公園嘅氣氛啦。所以入面有啲咩設施嘅時候呢都係以呢個大原則大方向為主。所以變咗我哋喺嗰個睇返個設計嘅時候呢，咁倡議者拎到一啲圖上嚟呢，有好幾位議員呢都感覺到呢會唔會就係將嗰個整體嗰個公園嘅氣氛呢就好似有少少即係冚咗咗佢，冚咗個公園氣氛，即係好似變咗咧，就我就好多位咧，就都覺得咧，希望咧就喺嗰、那個立面啊，各樣嘢咧都做翻多少少啲垂直綠化，將佢軟化啲啊，咁樣然後咧就可以將嗰個公園嘅氣氛咧可以保留翻。咁呢個咧就係我哋大致上呢一啲意見啦。咁咧就我諗喺另外一個比較長遠呢個角度去睇咧，咁呢個咧亦都其實我哋都唔想話喺呢個階段咧作為啲咩大修改，因為大家好多都想希望佢盡快可以完成，但係喺以後嘅 的工程裏面，特別是關於我們一些 Harbor Fund 一些有關的項目，就希望在即係喺個 design brief 嗰個階段咧，都需要即係或者俾一俾我哋知道咧，就變咗個大方向，唔會喺做曬好多工作之後咧，先至有啲咩衝突。即係譬如我哋其實有少少唔同意咧，就話喺呢一度咧係會做一個好獨特嘅建築物咁樣嘅。其實呢個嘥咗建築師嘅工作啊，我覺得呢樣嘢係需要咧就個主力咧係需要同嗰個圍院嗰個氣氛咧係盡量可以將佢優化。啊！呢個咧就係其實係我哋好多居民嘅一個睇法，因為佢哋好中意，即係個圍院真係好罕有，即係喺個咁嘅環境裏邊，特別係我哋東區啦，所以我哋係盡量希望係保留翻呢個咁嘅氣氛。多謝先。
Yes, Nick, then Andrew, then Paul, then Nathan.
Chairman, I think if you look at this from a distance, if you like, I mean, a lot of the shots we've been shown are, if you like, visual impact type.Assessments looking at the project from a distance. My concern, I think, is that it is a very solid piece of building, particularly in the context of if you're within the park, if you're actually in Victoria Park. I mean, it looks to me as if it's about 300 metres long by about 150 metres wide. That's a big building in the park, a very big solid building. My concern, I think, is more.Its impact on the users and enjoy those people who use and enjoy the park. Fine, the architect I think has sympathetically addressed the issue of visual impact, but I think it's going to have a very major impact on how the park is used and how people enjoy the park in the future. It's a very solid piece of architecture, very solid indeed.
Thank you, Nick. Yes, Andrew.
Margaret had the same comment to make about the scale of it, relevant to the rest of the elements in the park. But then looking at this, I mean, looking at the plot itself as an opportunity and enhancing access. What I was hoping when I first heard about this plot and this area, this end of the park here, would be some access across to the waterfront.And it just struck me, there's some deck opportunities on this building. What's presented to us in this building here is a sort of a landscape deck at a sort of height, which could provide an access across the road and over to the Victoria Harbour waterfront. But where the building has been located, which is pushed back into the park, as opposed to on the site of the existing swimming pool, means that that's not a sort of a possible interconnection.I think we've talked about sort of ramping across roads and providing access across, and I don't see any thinking about the access to the waterfront. I mean, I just see this is just a swimming pool development in the park, and the waterfront isn't embraced at all. So this could almost be not a discussion about the waterfront. This is just a Victoria Park redevelopment, and I'd like to make this a harbourfront enhancement discussion. And at the moment, I just don't see how that is being treated at all. How the apart from in as Nick has rightly said, in the aspect of visual impact, and you know the there are winners and losers already here. You can see even though the losers aren't really identified, the winners are identified, but the losers aren't really identified.
Thank you, Andrew.Yes, Paul.
Chairman, I believe that under the current OZP, there is a shortage of 78,000 square meters of public open space in North Point. That's counting the 190,000 square meters of open space provided by the Victoria Park, because that's counted under North Point. If you take into account all the redevelopments of the central waterfront, assuming that Fukli.Does not get its way of stopping the tunnel, and may get a lot of additional open space in front of that area, in front of Oil Street. That may get us to a surplus of district open space, still a shortage of local open space. If you're going to turn this building from open space into an indoor recreational facility, that is basically would affect the amount of district open space in the area. I see here a mark of 18,000 square foot for the entire area, but I believe the building the structure is somewhat smaller. Maybe they can be a bit more specific about how much public open space will be taken away here to be replaced with an indoor sports facility, which definitely will impact the public open space count if we properly apply the Hong Kong Planning and Standards Guidelines. Then the question comes in if why this location and why not another location? Why don't you go to the North Point Estate site? Why don't you go and use the Central Wanza Bypass Reclamation Area in front of Oil Street, which is anyway is as a public open space, not a very nice public open space because it's next to the tunnel portal. So if you use the tunnel portal area for an indoor swimming pool, I can see that that maybe make more sense because the indoor swimming pool next to a tunnel portal, then I don't have the fumes affecting the public open space there. So that could be an idea. So there are alternatives which should be considered if we want to be and reducing public open space in North Point, and we want to be in an area with an indoor swimming pool, we should be able to consider other areas. And I'm not sure whether that has been done, and I'm knowing the system, probably not. The third point I'd like to make, and I support the previous comments, that the building design itself, we're going to have a grey steel roof with some skylights in it. If you can use the roof as a viewing platform, sit out areas with trees and otherwise with catering so that the public can enjoy that, have a great view over the park and the harbour, then that building will be more functional and still continue to serve somewhat as a public open space itself. We ask private developers to put public open space in podiums. Why don't you stick your own public open space on your own roofs and on your own podiums? So maybe there's some building design issues that can be addressed to counteract some of the loss of the public open space, but also use that dominant location and that height that is being created there to give people new visual corridors, new experience that could possibly mitigate some of the losses of putting a large structure there.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Yes, Mason. Then Sujata, you will be next.
多謝主席，其實一個 point 阿 Paul 啱啱講咗，我都係睇翻就係個 structure 嘅頂樓可以考慮係做 F&B 或者係變為一個 observation deck 去睇個 harbour 睇 fireworks 嗰個位應該係幾好嘅一個位置，先可以考慮呢樣嘢。 第二樣咧就係講緊 Phase Two 嘅 redevelopment 嘅時候咧，就睇到一個handball court 同埋有溜冰場，我唔係好 sure 點解冇咗啲網球場，同埋個 reprovision 落呢兩樣嘢係咪而家香港人會好想做嘅一啲 sporting activities 咧？即係個 demand 喺咪度咧？咁呢個需要考慮一下。另外一樣嘢咧就係關於個 assets， 其實喺地鐵站天后站出嚟。 經過興發街入維園咧，一多活動咧就好麻煩嘅嗰度過馬路，嗱嗰條馬路大家都知㗎啦，即係好擠迫嘅。咁會唔會考慮就趁呢個機會做一個 underground 嘅 access 從天后地鐵站直入維園咧？咁樣有冇機會考慮呢樣嘢咧？另外一樣嘢咧就頭先阿 Andrew 都提過嘅就係 access from個 waterfront。 而家係要經過哥頓道過馬路，亦都係好唔方便嘅。咁會唔會有一個 access from 個避風塘側邊嘅 space 直入維園咧，或者 underground 或者 overhead 點樣過到去咧？咁呢個可以趁呢個機會考慮一下。咁咧就大致上係咁啦，暫時。多謝主席。
Okay, thank you, thank you. Next, Sujata.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I would definitely agree with Andrew on the waterfront access issue. And also, when you look at the photo montage of the building, it's massive in scale, but it doesn't act as an icon of any sort. So it doesn't look like it'll be a landmark structure. It's more a massive structure that is alien put into the park. So I think you need more sensitive design. And also, if you look at the site plan, the area around for people to walk next to the building, there's hardly any around. And I have an issue also with the number of tennis courts that have been removed to make this swimming pool possible, whether any analysis was done about, I think they're quite well used, and whether this handball court and the skating rink actually serves the purpose of replacing the tennis courts. You know, maybe this site could be used in such a way there is some form of tennis courts, maybe underground or something, that could replace the existing ports.
Okay.
Thank you.
好，咁暫時呢個 round 嘅意見停一停先啦。咁啊，或者請康文署或者你嘅顧問有冇一啲嘅回應喺呢一 round 嘅委員嘅提問？
多謝主席。或者我哋康文署首先做一個我哋一啲資料性嘅可以繼續喺度補充。頭先我哋聽到好多委員，亦都好多謝各位委員俾我哋嘅意見。咁其中我聽到一個咧，就係關於嗰、那個休憩用地會受影響，或者係休憩用地可唔可以喺第二度補充翻咁咧？就我想同各位簡介一下，有啲委員講嘅就係話。嗰幾個網球場，我哋而家咧就喺九個網球場嗰個地段嗰度咧，就係、是、要嚟做嗰個圍園泳池嘅。其實咧，我哋都知道咧，網球場咧，好正如頭先各位都指出咧，就亦都係一個好受歡迎嘅一個體育項目。咁亦都圍園嗰個使用率亦都非常之高嘅。咁所以咧，其實我哋頭先咧，因為只要我哋係集中咗喺圍園呢個設施個地盤嗰度，其實我哋將呢個九個場咧就會。去重置咗喺而家我哋喺各位個 mon 裏邊就睇到一個地點嗰度咧，即係話而家嘅手球場咧，而家嘅手球場我哋就會做翻個九個網球場嘅。咁至於話嗰啲手球場同埋其他嗰啲，譬如一個溜冰嘅設施咧，我哋根據我哋即係同翻地方嘅同事嘅人士同埋有關嘅體育團體傾過咧。我哋發覺咧，都係而家嘅使用率亦都係唔差嘅。譬如舉個例喺呢個溜冰場嗰度咧，我哋都係覺得咧應該唔好忽視咗呢一班使用者或者呢班運動愛好者嘅人嘅使用嘅權利。咁所以咧，我哋先至話咧，就正如頭先阿 Jo 同我哋簡介過咧，會擺喺第二期嗰度咧，就重置翻佢喺嗰邊。咁希望咧，亦都可以有咁多年，即係可以講話係幾十年嘅人士咧喺度用開咧，我都希望喺度繼續可以用嘅。咁至於話嗰、那個休憩設施嘅用地咧，其實喺圍園咧，如果我記得咧，應該係有大約差唔多20公頃或者19公頃到咁大嘅。咁我哋今次咧就係、是、要喺翻呢個圍園嗰度做翻呢個泳池咧。其實我哋都係第一睇翻我哋圍園以往咁多年，我哋都有個圍園泳池啦。另外喺市區咧，正如頭先各位委員都好啱指出咧，就是、基本上嘅地方咧係唔係太多嘅。咁亦都有委員提到咧，就係話其實北角村，我哋都知道北角村係一個好珍貴嘅地皮，係可以用嘅。咁政府咧，據我哋所知咧，即係亦都而家係重點研究緊北角村會點用。不過咧，我哋已經收到啲消息，一啲聲音咧就係話北角村裏面咧，我哋一定要俾翻足夠嘅休憩用地。咁所以呢點咧，喺政府部門，無論係政府部門其他部門啦，我相信亦都包括康文署咧，我哋亦都係好。即係好審慎咁樣去研究緊北角村呢一笪大約係幾公頃嘅用地，將來咧我哋會希望加翻足夠嘅休憩用地俾北角村嘅居民。即係好似頭先各位委員講咁樣，我哋知道北角咧，因為一個好早發展個地區咧，其實係比較密集，亦都好難去發展，一定要用呢啲新嘅地皮。但係因為圍園咧，我哋有一個泳池咁受歡迎，亦都啲設施咧，我哋知道咧就正所謂我哋權衡個利害咧。就唔可能話喺度咧冒然咁樣話我哋 OK， 我哋搬咗去第二度。咁希望各位都理解到呢一點嘅。咁至於話就嗰、那個屋頂或者我哋個 roof 度嗰啲設計咧，一陣我哋希望阿 Jo 我哋個設計即係個 consultant 咧可以俾一啲意見我哋，同埋嗰啲公園嘅氣氛啊，或者係我哋嘅總體嘅設計係點樣啦。有關一點咧，我相信可以都俾補充到啲資料，就係、是、關於嗰、那個。我哋向海濱嗰個連接個問題啦，咁呢個咧我哋都知道咧，我哋盡量咧，我哋都知道呢個公園其實同海濱咧其實可以做好啲，可以融為一體嘅。但因為我哋今次嗰個工程嘅範圍咧，其實大家都知道咧，我哋政府嘅部門嘅立項咧都係喺一個圍園嘅工程啦。咁我哋咧就會喺呢度，尤其是我哋唔係成個圍園嘅全個改動，我哋只係做翻呢一個圍園泳池嘅重建啦，即係聽咗好多市民嘅聲音。但我知道有一個好重要嘅訊息，就係話可能大家都會聽過，或者將來有關部門都會向各位再嚟諮詢都唔定嘅咧，就係、是、一個灣仔嘅發展，即係我哋有一個叫 One Tree Development 第二期嘅發展咧。其實而家就係政府裏面咧密鑼緊鼓咧，就喺海邊呢邊咧做一個灣仔中環嘅曉道啊， 兼夾有一個大型嘅，即係同海濱嘅連接嘅，加強海濱，即係話改善海濱嘅設施嘅一個重要嘅 exercise 做緊嘅。咁我知道初步咧，我哋係諗緊咧，就將維園同埋海濱咧係連接好嘅。咁呢個咧就係、喺另外一個大一個比較大嘅工程裏面咧，會向各位即係介紹，或者我哋會再繼續會研究嘅有關部門。咁其實而家咧喺維園嘅北庭嗰度咧，我哋知道咧係我哋嘅設施係唔夠嘅，行出海濱。即係而家有條路咧，就大家都睇到咧，就隔開嘅。咁但係唯一而家我哋政府咧都俾咗一條近住呢個維園北岸嗰度咧，就搭出去出邊個海濱道。咁條路咧係好窄好細嘅，一條天橋，雖然都係叫幾新幾方便，但我哋喺呢方面咧着眼咧就會再作研究，希望可以睇下可唔可以喺盡量喺融合海濱同埋維園嘅使用咧，就盡量提高嘅。咁我希望我哋康文署喺資料性方面，或者我哋已知嘅嘢，我哋可以解決咗各位。咁我不如我交俾阿 Jo 或者我哋建築署咧，就講翻個設計方面嘅。多謝主席，多謝各位。
Does that answer my question, Chairman? Does not.
佢哋未答曬㗎，係啊，等佢哋答曬先，至再第二輪。
Yes, maybe. 我或者再補充少少。而家其實我哋咧就喺個設計咧，亦都考慮緊咧，點樣可以改善咧？呢度有條隧道咧。就通去避風塘嘅，如果大家記得，咁而家嗰個行人咧，就穿過隧道之後咧，就要經過一條小徑咧，即係好窄下嘅啫，就先至可以去到嗰、那個翻到維園嘅。咁其實我哋而家咧都希望透過喺第二期嗰個工程啦，同埋第一期即係個設計嘅時候咧，就改善通去呢個海邊嗰個人流。雖然即係我哋嘅工程範圍唔係包括整個維園嘅，咁但係我哋個做法咧就會係。將咧呢一個手球場咧，就會係而家個泳池係升高咗嘅，將個手球場就會撳翻低，同地面嗰個地平水就會平翻。咁將來有泳池入口呢啲廣場呢啲地方咧，就會變成係同而家維園係個平水係地下個平水嚟嘅。咁就啲人咧就可以咧就暢通咁樣通過呢啲地方咧，就接翻去嗰個隧道，就去到嗰個海濱，就唔需要再經出邊。呢啲窄嘅地方啦，同埋啲窄嘅行人路，先至可以去到個海濱嘅。咁而家我哋個初步嘅諗法就係咁。咁而因為我哋亦都唔即係考慮個設計嘅時候，亦都唔可以話成個山就咁鏟曬佢，因為有好多現有嘅樹木喺度嘅。咁我哋咧都需要咧保留一啲現有嘅樹木啦。咁而就睇下可唔可以喺保存到盡量多現有樹木之餘咧，可以改善到嗰、那個人流嗰個交通咁樣。咁至於嗰、那個綠化嗰度啦，咁其實我哋已經係整個嗰個 site coverage 咧，即係嗰個覆蓋率咧，就係、是、個面積咧係成個地盤嘅45% 嘅。咁而其實咧45% 入面咧，其實我哋都有大部分咧係會有天面嘅綠化。大家見到呢一個地方咧，呢條外邊呢條線咧，其實入面呢啲地方咧。全部都是天台綠化，是可以俾公眾咧有可以上到去得到嘅。咁而只係呢個地方咧，最頂嗰部分咧，就係、是、因為嗰個結構同埋嗰個造價嗰個問題咧，咁我哋最初咧都係諗住咧係做埋綠化嘅。咁但係如果大家睇到個section 啦，咁我去翻呢一張，大家睇到呢個跨度成六七十米。嘅跨度啦，咁我哋而家綠化咧，我哋要保持就係會喺呢一個平台同呢一個平台度。咁而呢一個因為個跨度太大啦，咁我最初諗咧都係想擺綠化嘅，同埋係想俾到人企上去。咁但係因為咁做之後咧，就 check 過嗰個造價啦，就計算嗰個成本咧係貴好多。咁如果大家有亦都有睇過新聞咧，其實好多一啲大型嘅場館咧，如果係好大跨度嗰啲咧。就譬如好似北京嘅鳥巢咁，最初佢都有個蓋嘅，咁但係因為成本問題，因為好重嘅嗰個蓋，如果你有好大跨度嗰度，咁後屘都係取消咗。咁我哋計算個成本之後咧，就都係決定咧，就係、是、保留翻呢一部分下面嗰個平台咧，就係、是、可以做綠化同埋俾公眾咧有機會可以用得到，而最頂嗰部分咧。就因為結構嗰個問題咧，就我哋建議就係就咁用翻係一個metal roof 嘅形式。
好，冇嘢啦。
該。咁委員有冇其他嘅發問？阿 Peter and then Sujata。
我同意嗰、那個如果頂層用可以擺多啲嘢上去咧，嗰、那個結構嘅成本會貴啲，貴好多嘅。咁我有個 observation 就係話如果頂嗰度用 skylight 咧，喺向西邊個陽光照落嚟，可能撐到有啲部分嘅 residence， 嗰個可能設計時要注意，嗰、那個 skylight 可能係 face 向西嗰邊。咁但我亦都有個observation 就係話，佢一定要有一個游水池啦。如果一個室內游水池咧，就可以用小暖提高啦。一用個室內游水池，一定係有個嘅結構喺度。咁佢亦都係將依個建築物離開咗嗰、那個海旁，去到向內陸移開。咁覺得喺騰空咗個咧，其實一個幾大嘅改良嘅一個公共嘅空間。我睇到一樣嘢。
Thank you.Sujata, then Nick.
Chairman, just wondered if the height of that building has to be that high.
Okay.
The swimming pool building, because that adds to the massiveness.
Okay, so you're concerned with the height of the building.
Yeah, and a more playful roof would have been better than what they have at the moment.
Okay, so you're concerned about the massing of the building. Okay, thank you. Nick?
Chairman, I always get concerned when government officials and their consultants go into what I describe as defensive mode. I mean, if you analyse the response we've had, there was not a single willingness to address any of the issues that we raised. It was a reluctance, or it was indeed a denial, if you like, that these were really issues. And also, I think, for government and their consultants to make a value judgment as to whether...they should be greening on the roof or not. I mean, it's not for them. This is an issue where the community would have a view and would want to know what the cost was. It's not for the officials to say it's too expensive, we're not going to do it. So I think there's got to be a change of attitude, quite frankly, and I would hope to see it in the responses we receive from now on. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Nick, Paul?
I'm calculating it's 45% of a site area of 18,175 square metres, so there would be a loss of 8,000 square metres of public open space. Is that correct? This is the information that I was looking for previously. And if that's so, I think that the LCSD in an area of North Point where if we do count this as public open space entirely, as district public open space for North Point, then we have only a... we have a shortage of 5 square meters of local open space, so we have a shortage in the area. So I find it somewhat amazing that the argument is that we cannot change the roof because of money. I find that surprising.
Okay. 委員有沒有其他的意見？ Kim.
多謝主席。其實有很多東西大家都講過的，就是其實呢樣嘢轉變咧，其實就係我就有幾樣嘢睇法啦，就係一就係嗰個成個 structure 可唔可以再沉低啲，即係減低個高度啦。第二就係而家你想咁樣做咗落去咧，就好似個原子彈炸咗落去嗰個 green area 咁樣，變咗係一個幾 eyesore 嘅嘢嚟嘅。我唔知呢樣嘢 LCSD 會點睇啦，因為睇翻呢個經驗就我睇翻啟德嗰個大球場嗰個經驗咧，就係佢哋係一定係。要是全力是要做到為止的，咁呢樣嘢係會係改變幾多 attitude 咧？我咁得阿力志華講嗰啲嘢係我個有得有同感喺度嘅。咁就轉變，咁係社會轉變，我哋都接受一個轉變，但係問題上我哋係咪要一度咁一個喺一個咁咁地膽式嘅地方係去做一個咁規模性嘅嘢，如果講緊係 1.8 個公頃咧，就係講緊十分之一嘅圍園嗰個用地嚟講，呢樣嘢就係、是、有一個社會嘅應該要俾社會個討論落去。咁我唔知佢廚房有冇做一啲咁嘅係 social impact assessment 嗰樣嘢，就係其實係用家嗰個 preference 係大過係呢個這個係設計家，或係一個管理家咧，咁樣，因為呢樣嘢我哋要睇翻嗰個實際嗰個 market 嗰個點樣。咁如果喺個 roof 嗰度咧，我哋過睇翻，其實嗰個成個 structure 咧就已經有7米高嘅。咁如果你係 亦咧，我哋係咪一定要個 roof 或者個 roof 唔可以變嘅，唔可以變做一個 roof garden 嘅時候，我哋係咪可以要佢要企硬係要做呢樣嘢咧？咁呢樣嘢就亦都要去大家去深思下，其實嗰個做出嚟成個嗰個效果係比較係突出突顯，同埋係核突。
你的關注點是咩？你關注點是嗰個建築物
係過分巨型啊？
過
分巨型，而係 out of context。
啊 okay、
你係一個好濃陰呢個錄音嘅地方，你就做一道咁大嘅 structure 嘅嘢，係完全係破壞咗嗰個綠化個功能同埋嗰個活動嗰個存在意識嘅。而家所有嘅 open 嘅個 swimming pool 嘅問題存在係乜嘢咧？係咪大家一定要係去一個温一個恆温嘅水咧？天文台話廿年後即係冇冬天啦，我哋仲要唔要呢樣嘢咧？咁呢樣嘢係有呢樣嘢係我哋係咪要一定係追求到喺度係去到極限咧？咁樣呢樣嘢我哋要睇翻呢樣嘢係喺個 reasonable 咯。
OK， 好啊，唔該。有冇其他嘅意見？我理解建築師嘅矛盾嘅，即係作為一個建築師自己，即係你其實好多問題係關乎嗰個 design brief 嘅問題，其實唔係嗰個建築設計嘅問題，即係你嗰個即係其實問題嘅歸根究底就係話，即係喺個 open space 入面，即係嗰、那個圍園泳池就原本係露天嘅，咁而家嗰個新要求就係話要做一個有蓋嘅泳池，咁有蓋梗係要起個蓋啦，起個蓋梗係要結構嘅啦，要結構就梗係大跨度嘅啦，大跨度就梗係即係貴嘅啦，咁如果你上面要再加樓頂，梗係仲貴啦，咁即係呢啲其實就即係可能有委員覺得係 defensive， 但係其實你一路問落去，其實係問翻去一個最基本嘅問題，就係話，即係圍園是否要一個有蓋嘅泳池啊？其實如果你冇蓋，你咪解決曬所有嘅問題咯。咁即係咁你即又唔會 massive 啦。咁我諗呢樣嘢係我諗或者俾翻處方去俾翻一個回應啦，咁即係再咬住嗰、那個即係孖繩，我覺得都係冇乜意義嘅，係啊。
多謝主席，老多謝主席咧，同我哋解釋咗少少我哋嗰個困難啦。咁其實咧就有啲資料我哋頭先可能未俾翻多嘅，就其中一個咧，我想都提一提咧，就係關於嗰個成個圍園泳池。我哋而家咧喺個各位電腦度睇到一個。我哋維多利亞公園嘅一個平面圖啦，亦都睇到我哋將來兩期分別嘅建設嗰啲嘢嘅。大家睇到萬八尺咧，其實我哋係成個場包括咗第一期同埋第二期，即係呢一個我哋而家箭嘴括住嗰個 area 嘅萬八 square meter 咧，就其實係咁大嘅。我哋其實以往咧，我哋睇翻嗰個第二期嗰度，即係而家做會 propose 去做溜冰場同埋手球場咧。是原先是做一個泳池的。不過泳池這裡呢，我們以前都是不計一個叫做休憩用地啦。這個地方呢，其實我們以前叫做 GIC 的 facility， 即是政府 的一個或者 institutional 或者 community 的一個 facilities 啦。那我們只有將兩個地方呢是對調了。其實我們在那個休憩用地方面呢，其實都是說跟回那麼多的，即是看到而家泳池嗰度有兩氹大水，我哋有兩個井望落去嗰度咧，其實就係以往係一個九個球場。呢九個球場咧，我哋係要嚟即係打 tennis 啦。咁當然我哋綠化呢度都唔會太多嘅，就只係啲樹我哋喺翻度。但係我哋啲樹咧，我哋係冇頭先我哋顧問公司都簡介過咧，就我哋係唔會去影響到呢啲大樹或者呢種咁 mature 嘅樹嘅。咁所以咧，我哋希望各位都明白咧，其實我哋嗰、那個土地在休憩用地方面呢，我們是不會少了的。我們這個現在的場呢，萬八尺呢，萬八 square meter 呢，是差不多是等於我們對調回以往的設施的。那至於高度問題呢，剛才有委員都問關於那個高度是不是即是現在多高呢？據我所知呢，陣我們的同事可以補充，如果我錯的，就是現在最高呢是23米，就23米在水平線，在地面那裡上去的。 咁我哋其實都知道咧，呢個當然係即係其實我哋都知道係一個一個圍院咧，盡量我哋都係可以撳低佢。咁但係因為我哋有一個社區嘅聲音，就話要希望要多啲設施，譬如話舉例有一個高台嘅跳水喺入邊嘅。我哋今次主要嘅簡介就希望成個圍院泳池同埋我哋第二期嗰個建設個設計啦，入邊嘅設施我哋可能呢度比較少啲提及咧。但係我有需要都喺要喺度向各位介紹下咧，就係即係入邊我哋有一個十米嘅高台，呢、這個高台咧就係我哋地區人士咧，我哋都係好希望有一個符合咗一個舉辦一啲比較有 quality 嘅一個體育活動嘅場所。所以咧有呢個高度嘅話咧，我哋就就係、是、朝住啲高方向咧，就一定要有一個廿幾米一個牆，咁即係要包住佢嘅話咧，我哋唯有就做到一啲設計上咧，即係或者設計師一陣可以同我哋解釋，就係我哋盡量會透光啦，我哋盡量做到佢唔係咁即係好似一般咁樣硬角角死咕咕咁樣嘅一個牆。咁或者喺呢方面咧設計方面睇下我哋嘅建築師或者我哋嘅顧問公司有咩補充。
好啊。建築師，
係唔該曬啊，主席啊，其實就即係我諗，我首先澄清翻，我哋就唔係 defensive 嘅，即係我哋其實咧就收到 brief， 其實我哋嘅諗法同大家俾嘅意見咧係一致，係 in line 嘅，可以話，即係我哋一樣咧就覺得係個建築物盡量矮，越矮越好。我哋亦都同意咧，係越多綠化越好嘅。咁所以喺我哋最初嗰、那個idea， 點解要保存，盡量喺個設計嗰度保存現有嘅樹木，同埋喺個天面咧。頭先我都講過，我哋最初係想最頂個天面咧都係放曬樹木嘅。咁而嗰、那個地庫嗰度咧，我哋原本都唔係掘五米，我哋係想掘到甚至乎更加深，有去到十米。大部分咧將個建築物嘅個機房咧就全部咧就將佢藏咗喺地底。咁但係即係根據即係一啲技術嘅問題啦，即係我哋其實後尾頭先都介紹過，譬如money 其實係一個 issue， 或者有其他 issue 嘅，包括譬如北港島線。頭先大家如果記得最初一開始講嗰陣時，嗰、那個北港島線其實就喺我哋下面，我哋又要預留呢、這個通道俾個地鐵喺下面經過啦。咁我哋唔可以掘到太深，所以呢就要有個平衡。咁平衡咗幾方面之後啦，即係有成本同埋個技術考慮之後，同埋呢條大坑呢條主要嘅雨水通道，咁亦都係要保留喺呢個原位嘅。咁我哋就做咗一個方案，就係、是、已經係將佢盡量係做到最矮嘅。咁而亦都嗰、那個功能上面呢，頭先LCSD 都解釋到啦，因為有10米高嘅跳台喺呢、這個泳池入面，同埋呢個水池深度，如果要跳水10米呢係要5米深嘅，總共係要15米深。咁我哋已經盡辦法將嗰個結構呢就係、是、盡量做到最薄，個地庫嗰個機房呢個 headroom 呢就係盡量做到最少，盡量將個建築物就減到最低個高度。咁當然，如果你話係咪可以擺翻啲綠化喺上面，其實即係如果係即係大家個造價嗰度覺得係做得到嘅，咁我哋都係其實係絕對歡迎嘅。咁但係當然會引申以嚟，就係可能嗰個結構嘅深度會深翻，個整個建築物就可能會高翻。咁呢個其實係一個平衡嚟嘅。咁係
OK。
咁其實我哋都會其實一路都係仲同建築署咧就討論緊啦。咁其實就算我哋唔係成個天面做曬綠化，咁大家其實見到咧，我哋喺個結構嗰度咧，亦都諗緊一啲方法，盡量減低個跨度，同埋咧，如果可以咧，我哋喺邊皮呢啲地方咧都可以做啲綠化嘅，咁啊令到一啲垂直綠化咧，就係、是、將嗰個建築物嗰個整體嗰個外形咧，就令到佢冇咁即係 massive。咁而亦都頭先有委員又提到個建築物咧就即係比較係大座啦。咁其實我哋未完全係做完嗰個建築設計嘅。而家我哋今日咁早上嚟，其實只係做咗兩三個月嘅功夫。咁我哋係有機會希望上嚟聽下大家意見。咁然之後咧再去深化嗰個設計。
好，唔該，Raymond。
我 者我從另一個角度睇睇啦，就而家講緊係室內一個泳池啦，恆溫泳池。咁即係我相信係即係變咗係一年春夏秋冬都可以用，大風落雨都可以用，冬天就學校水運會都可以用。咁變咗佢個使用率咧，就比而家嗰個情況咧，就應該係即係多好多嘅。咁即係假如從呢個角度去睇咧，就會唔會即係其實我哋而家講緊嘅咧，一個室內泳池係需要一個上蓋咁樣嘅角度去睇咧，係一個取捨嘅問題咧。
嗯，好，唔該 ，Raymond， 啊 ，Nick， and then Paul。
Chairman, I can speak with a bit of authority on this because my wife was an international diver and, many years ago, and I've travelled many swimming pools and sat and suffered from chlorine. I mean, the trend today, because my wife continues to be very much involved, is to have separate facilities for diving and swimming. You have your diving pool with the high board that we've seen here, but that doesn't need to extend to the whole facility and to the whole pool. So you can have a pool which is a much lower level structure, if you like, and then obviously where you have your international diving facility, then you would have the extra height. But I don't think you need to apply this extra height to the whole site. Mm-hmm. I think you could look at a dual facility where you have a diving pool and a swimming pool, and then you could have obviously a much lesser structure over the swimming pool.
Thank you, Nick. All right, and Paul.
Chairman, in your just a suggestion for your conclusion, if we could get information on the depth of the Northern Ireland line for this location from the relevant departments in the report following this meeting. And if I have a feeling that we have many of us supporting here that the building is going to be lower, and secondly that the roof of the building will be used as a garden and sit-out area, as this will save energy, create more open space and provide visual corridors of the park and the harbour, and we're at the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, and if we as a committee could make a very strong recommendation accordingly if nobody objects to that.
Okay. Well, personally, I agree to your summary. Thank you for helping me out. Okay, 咁我諗委員係關注嗰、那個即係其實都係喺個公園入面都關注一個即係建築物嘅一個嗰、那個龐大嘅感覺啦，即係高度嘅問題同埋 massing 嘅問題。咁就即係同埋嗰個希望增加嗰個綠化率。啊、即係既然佢喺公園嗰度，咁即係可能有好多都係建築師開初嘅一啲即係概念啦。即係我諗委員嘅意見就係話，即係希望喺個即係再去下一步設計嘅時候去關注翻呢一啲地點嚇。咁、當然啦，委員其實頭先都有提過一啲提案，咁似乎就係話，即係喺呢個康文署嗰、那個呢、這個工程以外嘅問題咧，就係、是、關於嗰、那個即係圍園同埋嗰個海旁嘅連結啦。咁我咁相信，即係呢樣嘢其實係委員會都會繼續係去即係關注落去。咁即係呢個就 beyond 呢一個 scope 嘅意見啦。咁呢個就係即係簡短嘅綜合。咁我唔知道委員有冇其他嘅補充。倡議者有冇嘅回應？最後發言。
多謝曬各位嘅意見。咁我哋會聽到各位嘅意見咧，我哋翻去盡量考慮，就喺深化期設計方面，希望盡量可以採納各位嘅意見。多謝主席。
Okay, thank you. Andrew, you have the last word.
Just one clarification, Chairman. In the inventory we're given today, there was a schematic for this development as well, which actually is not illustrated in the presentation. I just wanted to clarify that this was a current plan. It's the MP6 illustrative drawing 2 in the annex to the inventory that we were tabled with today.
主席，我哋喺嗰個 inventory table 嗰張圖咧，其實就係喺康文署遞交俾城規會嗰個圖則嚟嘅。咁我相信係同康文署而家最新嗰、那個scheme 係一樣。
係，呢、這個只不過就將屋頂都油埋綠色嘅啫。啊、OK， 咁 多謝多謝倡議者同埋你嘅設計團隊，咁我哋進入議程下一項啦。